With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans gearing up for battle in the wake of the Arctic Frost spy case then revealed via widespread Biden administration operation that sought to learn more about the activities of a number of conservative organizations and individual Republicans as well. Critics say it was a mass surveillance operation, even went after the late Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA spied on by part of the former special counsel Jack Smith's fishing expedition against Donald Trump. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells Salem Radio Network the investigations into Mr. Trump were clearly politically motivated.
I don't think it's an accident that from the time he announced in November to August of 23, that there was an avalanche of legal cases against him that would make it hard for him to be successful in 24. And I think all of us got caught up in that network of trying to take Trump down.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says nearly a dozen GOP senators, himself included, were targets. Well, the Trump administration announcing even more restrictions now concerning the number of members in the news media allowed to do this or that or both. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Do American pastors really understand American families?
According to a new survey from the Barna Group, half of the country's church-going Christians are not sure that clergymen fully grasp the way that family has changed. In fact, the nuclear family, mom, dad, kids, is no longer the dominant arrangement in the U.S. with the growth of single moms, blended families, and those that now include older relatives who cannot be on their own. Barna says 90% of pastors still live in a nuclear family. Michael Harrington reporting.
If Zohran Mamdani wins the New York mayor's race, he would become the city's first Muslim mayor, but his election would also shatter another longstanding norm. New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani, a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians, has described himself as anti-Zionist. This is SRN News. The Red Cross transferring the unidentified remains of three people to Israel, but an Israeli officer says they're still being examined and may not be those at all of the missing hostages. That follows Israel's return Friday, the bodies of 30 Palestinians to authorities in Gaza. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, meanwhile says things are starting to get back to normal.
The cafes are full. We're waiting for the tourists to come back. We're already starting to get tourists back. It just happened just literally within a week. International airlines are renewing their flights to and from Tel Aviv. All of that is yes. And Israel today is more secure than it's probably ever been. The anti-Semitism is not going away. So I travel around the Jewish world. Recently been in Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, and the Jewish community is there.
That is Dr. Michael Oren. More details at srnnews.com.